Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jimmy Emmons talking virtual fencing and the advantage for rotational grazing in just a moment.
It's the 4th annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. The sale features 139 head, including 119 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls with 20 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus females. Catalogs and videos available at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
If you're a cattle producer, one of the ways you can improve the health of your soil is through rotational grazing. And soil health mentor Jimmy Emmons says that rotational grazing does require the ability to move cattle around and have them fenced in fairly small, tight areas. The cutting edge way to do that, virtual fencing.
Yeah, Ginger and I traveled to South Dakota earlier last fall. To Brian Jorgensen at Jorgensen Ranches up there. And they've been working with a company called Vince for a few years developing this technology. And so the cattle have collars on them. And so you can actually look at your iPad, your computer, your phone. You see where your cows are at. You also see the fence if you want to move the fence. It's a beam technology. You can move it right there on the computer or iPad there. You can also see if cattle have crossed the fence, if they're out. It's really going to be the future of grazing. Like I said, OSU's got a grant. They're working with Vince right now on some projects and got some producers. As we move into the future here of grazing, it has great, great possibilities of not only helping you keep track of your cattle, but where you can move them around. If they're overgrazing an area, you can draw exclusion with the mouse on your computer to keep cattle out of that. And them collars will give a stimulus or a shock to the animals when they get close to it. Some people are familiar with dog fences and stuff. It's kind of similar to the technology, but more advanced now.
You know, end of the day, you know, if you're able to move, like I say, be nimble, if you want to call it that, in getting those cattle in that right spot on a 2 to 3 day period, that makes a lot of difference.
Oh yeah, it'll be time efficient. Like I said, you'll know some of the new technology. MIT, Dr. Jill Clapperton's working with a chip instead of a collar. And so that chip can also tell you the temperature of your cattle, if they're getting sick, what's going on. You can trace it more genetically around exactly where they're at in the health of the animal, but also locations and stuff. So I think a lot of that technology is advancing very, very fast. And I think, like I said, I think it'll revolutionize how we graze. So we still will need perimeter fences, but we can go in and draw paddocks off with the stroke of a pen on the computer. Them cattle can come out. You can move them in. When they come to the water, you can move them into another pen. This technology is really, really moving fast. Jorgensen's up there have had great results, and the data coming out of that is just unbelievable about how closely cattle act a lot like humans. There are a few that's just untrainable, that just will not heed the warnings or the shocks, but that's a very small percentage, less than 2%, 1.5%. Then the next percentage.
Those are the same ones that would always look at you and then run you down.
That's right. That's right. And them cattle, you know, you're just going to have to cull them or keep them in a traditional wired fence scenario. I suggest culling them type ones. But the big percentage of the animals they found never got shocked, that they watched the others and really obeyed the law. A small percent of about 20% stayed close to the boundaries, got a little stimuli here and there, but never crossed the line. So a lot of great data is coming out. Like I said, I think OSU will have some great data here in the next year, two, three, as their project goes on up there. There's still some issues with timber and terrain in these rougher areas and getting that beam down through there. So it's not completely there yet. I know Noble Research is working with Vince and has been for a while in their new transition to regenerative grazing down there. And so they're got some Vince out right now and trying to learn more how they can use that in them wooded areas and stuff, and what they've got to do that. So I think that that's going to really change the way a lot of ranchers can graze, even on wheat pasture, and do a better job. And I think in the long run, that helps us all with soil health. It helps us with ROI, because the more animals that you can run, the more pounds of beef that you can create. Naturally, that's more beef to sell and more money in the pocket.
I guess what that perhaps gives you to maybe to be able to use more of that forage standing instead of having to bale it up.
Yeah, that's the whole concept. I mean, there's a lots of hay put up in Oklahoma and surrounding states. And my granddad always said, you know, the cow's got the swather and the baler and the grinder right there. Why do you want to put up so much hay? Now, we know that we've got to have some of that for weather events and snow, and we always have ice around here that sometimes is not very friendly grazing like they can graze in snow. But there's things that we can do to get away from so much hay and the cost of that hay. So, yes, I think it will really help utilize what we have. Better utilization, like I said, really affects ROI.
Rancher Jimmy Emmons, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 p.m. at the Griswold Cattle Sale Facility in Stillwater, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 160 bulls, Angus, Sim-Angus, Maine Angus, and 50 young commercial Angus pairs as well. You can attend the sale live, or you can bid online at cci.live. For more information, a catalog, check the videos. Go to griswoldcattle.com. Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale Saturday, April 9th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.